This is part one of A Father's Love. So LaShelle loses her baby father to the system yet again. And when her baby father went in, her ex came knocking on her door. LaShelle was confused. What are you doing here? He looked LaShelle in the eyes and said, come on, baby, you know you can't get rid of me. And you already know that was some bullshit. The man already tried to explain it to you along with Cheryl. LaShelle like, hold up, how you know about all that? So that's when things start to come to the light. Now, LaShelle's ex-boyfriend name is Kenny. So he grabs LaShelle by her arm, walked her around to the couch, set her down, sit close beside her, looked her in her eyes and said, I had to put things in place because I'm the man of this house and I wasn't gonna let nobody come in between that. I went to go holler at my blood and I had to put things in motion. I even put a scandal on the street to try to get you to believe that he had a kid on the way. He goes to say, I tried to make it so believable by even staging some female behavior. Busting out your car windows, flattening your tires, keying it, throwing bricks through your house, Stacy house. Speaking of all that, here's $15,000 towards the damages. LaShelle's mouth is wide open while her hand is out. Accepting the money and asking him at the same time, where do you get this from? You don't got no job? He leaned in closer to her and said, I just got a raise. She said, wait a minute. This is a lot to digest while sticking the money in her titty. He said, nah, you heard what that nigga told you. We do what we gotta do for our family. He said, let me go get my bags out the car. She said, you got a car now? He said, a lot done changed. She's sitting on the couch in shock, mouth open, while her hand's still on her breast, making sure that the money is still in her bra. So LaShelle is just going along with the program. The next day she at work, she get a phone call from Lil Andre's school. They're calling to let her know that Lil Andre is not feeling well and he need to go home. So LaShelle, she can't leave work. So she said, okay, I'ma send somebody up there to come pick him up. So LaShelle hangs up with the school on her office phone and pick up her cell phone and call her good girlfriend, Stacy. Hey, Stacy, can you do me a favor? Stacy said, sure. She said, can you go to the school and pick up Lil Andre and take him home and wait until I get there? She said, of course. She hang up the phone. She said, that's done and get back to work. While she's sitting at her computer working, her phone goes bing. She picks it up and she notices it's a text from Kenny asking her, baby, what you want to eat tonight? Before she can respond, she dropped the phone because she instantly realized, fuck, I forgot he's back at my house. And Stacy is on the way. So before she can pick up the phone and call Stacy to tell Stacy to bring Lil Andre to her job, Stacy's calling her. She takes a deep breath before she answers her cell phone.
Hello?
Girl, when the fuck can he get back? Screams Stacy. LaShelle goes to say, girl, I was gonna tell you. Stacy goes to say, no, you wasn't, girl. You know we love that broke dick for some reason. What's wrong with us? She said, girl, I gotta call you back. Bye. So Stacy says, no. You want me to stay here with Lil Andre? Or you want me to leave him here? Or just bring him to your job? LaShelle says, girl, you could just leave him there. He fine. So Stacy says, okay, while still being on the phone, she's dropping Lil Andre off and knocking on the door. So Kenny comes to the door. Stacy speaks to Kenny. Hey, Kenny. Kenny says, what's up, Stacy? Nice to see you. I see some mind making you happy. You got a glow on your face. She said, boy, stop. I always look like this. So LaShelle's on the other end of the phone talking about, what the fuck he talking about? Stacy said, I don't know, girl. He just trying to have conversation. I don't got nothing to say. It ain't my business. You fuck when you want to fuck. LaShelle said, bye, Stacy. Stacy like, before I go, bitch, remember this. Andre crazy as shit. Bye, Stacy. Click. LaShelle hung up the phone. Now LaShelle is off work and she's heading home. Now normally when she get off of work, she get a call from Andre, and today ain't no different. Andre called. Now mind you, Andre don't know nothing about Kenny being back in LaShelle's house. In LaShelle's brain, she's gonna get rid of Kenny before Andre get out. But she don't even know when Andre's getting out. Now LaShelle is on the phone with Andre. He asks the regular shit, how you doing? How my son doing? You alright? You good out there? How was word? Etc. etc. But lately he's been focusing on LaShelle's mom, Miss Sabrina, in her relationship with Aunt Cheryl. He's been adamant about them two getting back together, despite of what just went down and why he's in the jail cell. Andre says to LaShelle, have your mother reached out to Miss Cheryl? LaShelle says, nah, not yet. She says she's gonna do it on her time. Andre sucks his teeth. Man, what's your mother's number? I'ma talk to her myself. LaShelle gave it to him and that was that. Their conversation continued and later they got off the phone. Then Andre asks, well, when you gonna come and visit me, baby? LaShelle says, Andre, you know, it's hard for me to get off on Wednesdays and that's your only visiting days. He said, all right, I'ma just wait till you take a Wednesday off, and then I'ma just be sitting here until you come and see me. She said, Andre, I'ma come, don't do that. When LaShelle got home from work, she walked through the door and she see Kenny sitting on the couch with little Andre helping him with his homework. She smiled with so many questions in her head. Kenny looked up, he said, what's up, baby? Little Andre, face full of excitement, ran to his mother, hey, mommy, and gave her a big hug. LaShelle, hugging little Andre, looked down and said, how was your day? How was school? He said, great, I just finished my homework. Can I go play my game? She said, sure, baby, go ahead up there, and kissed him on his forehead, and he ran up the stairs to his room to play the game. Kenny, while still looking at LaShelle, said, what's up with you? She says, a lot. She walks over to where Kenny's sitting at on the couch. She walks around the couch and sit down and flap her hands in her lap and say, you know, Kenny, somebody could have died. Somebody could have seriously got hurt. Kenny looked at LaShelle and said, somebody was hurt. Me. Then Kenny continued by saying, you think I'm gonna let somebody take my family away from me? LaShelle backed up on the couch and put her hand on her head and just said, and at this very moment, her cell phone rang. She hid, but she nervous as shit to look at it because sometimes Andre called her back to back. So Kenny made a suggestion. Answer your phone, baby. She tried to act like Kelly Bunny. Oh, I didn't even hear the ring. Girl, that phone loud as shit. So she reached down and grabbed her phone without looking. She finally looked at it and took a deep breath. Oh, it's Stacy. Answered the phone with so much excitement. Hey, Stacy, girl, what's going on? Stacy said, bitch, I got questions. Why is Kenny back in your house? She said, I was just sitting here thinking, girl, it gotta be more than just fucking broke dick. LaShelle replied while walking up the stairs towards her bedroom, girl, he gave me $15,000. I just can't leave him like that, girl. Stacy yells, $15,000? Bitch, you better get 15 more. So as they laughing on the phone, her phone beeps. She looked at her phone, it's her mother beeping in on the other line. Hey, Stacy, I'm gonna call you right back. This is my mother, okay? She said, okay, girl, call me back. Click. And she clicked over. Hey, Mom. Her mother says, hey, baby, how's you doing? Everything okay? She said, yeah, everything okay. Mind you, the mother don't even know Kenny's back in the house. She was like, how you doing? She said, I'm fine. I'm just leaving the market. She said, dang, Mom, you go to the market every day? She said, yeah, I do. And speaking of going to the market every day, I was down there Wednesday, I think, and I seen your friend, that little old girl, that loudmouth girl. What's her name? You talking about Stacy, Mom? Yeah, her. I seen her getting on a Greyhound. Where's she going at? I meant to call you to see if you was going out of town with her. Where's she going at on a Greyhound? Wednesday, going on a Greyhound, Mom. I don't know. She said, yeah. Well, anyway, you ain't here for me because I'm not the one to gossip. But go ahead, baby. I was just checking on you. You have a good day, okay? She said, okay, Ma, love you. She said, love you too. Click. Now, one thing LaShelle is a thinker. So she's sitting there thinking, but this ain't Stacy's first time getting on the Greyhound because she used to get on the Greyhound and ride up to New York because she was fucking this Jamaican. But if that was the case, she would have told me. So her mind is racing. So LaShelle decided to call her mother back. Mom, where was the Greyhound bus at? The mother said, in the Aldi grocery store parking lot, baby. She said, oh, okay. Thanks, Mom. Click.
The grocery store parking lot.
So LaShelle like, fuck it. Before I wreck my brain, let me just call Stacy. So she called Stacy. Hey, Stacy, what you doing, girl? She said, nothing. She said, girl, what you do this week? She said, oh, nothing, girl. You know, I just went to work. She said, oh, okay, you ain't doing nothing on Wednesday? She said, no, I didn't. Why you ask me that? She said, no, I was just asking. You know, because somebody said they might have seen you. But where they see me at, girl? They had to see me going to my office building and coming out. She said, oh, okay, maybe they just made a mistake. She said, yeah, they probably did. All right, girl, I'm going to call you back. She said, okay, click.
Something going on. And we're going to find out in part 2.